Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Quay. How may I help you?
Hi, I just had a charge on my account, and I have no clue who you guys even are.
Well, I'd be happy to see why you were charged. I need your zip code and your first and last name.
My name is Deidre Rowe, Rowe. My zip code is 72632.
You said 72632?
Yeah.
Said Deidre Rowe?
Yeah.
Okay, nothing is pulling up with that zip code. So can you spell your first name for me?
Deidra. Last name is Rowe.
Okay, nothing pulled up with your first and last name. Could it be under somebody else's first and last name?
Will you try Brandon Sharp, Sharp?
Hold on. Brandon, Brandon.
Yeah.
Last name, Sharp.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nothing pulled up with that either. I can use your phone number and see.
Yeah, try 479-363-4328.
Yeah, nothing pulled up with that.
What is growing music?
But what's the amount of the charge? Because
$29.97.
Right, I'm not showing up in an account. Like I said, use your zip code, your first and last name, the alternate name of the person you told me to use, and your phone number. I could use an email. That'd be the last one.
Will you look up Linder, L-I-N-D-E-R?
L-I-N-D-E-R?
Yeah, my kid's last name.
Oh, that's the last name?
Of my kids. I'm trying to see if they've added it from their phone.
Okay. So, well, there's a lot of lenders.
Dakota?
No, not any Dakotas recently.
Chase.
So, hold on. So, you said your card was charged. So, now we can just take. So, if the last result would be, we can try to use the email address and see. But that would be the final thing, you know, that from your personal information. And the last result would be, we'll just have to zone that what if it's not under your personal information. So we just get the first six and last four of the card number and run it and see if anybody used that card.
The last four of my last card.
The first six and the last four.
Yeah, and we'll see if anybody used that card.
Do you ever picture my card? My card's in a car. I'm sorry.
Right, because if you was charged, then, like I said, if it's not under your stuff or you're in a, you know, body in the household person information, then this will pull up somebody's stuff if we charged it.
You need the first six numbers of the card?
Yes, ma'am. The first six and last four.
Okay, first six is 423903, and the last four is 0534.
Okay, let's see. Nope. So, yeah, even because, you know, I used all of the person information, but Definitely, if you know this was the company charging the card, it would have pulled up something. So you got the number from the charge from like for your charge card?
Yeah. So when I pull up my Arbus bank account, it has your guys' phone number next to it, or I wouldn't even know how to get a hold of you. And it says Growing Music, and it's a charge for
$29.97. Well, yeah, but I use all the information, and nothing pulled
you guys
up.
Can't use, like, you guys can't use, like, bank numbers, right? Like, routing numbers and...
We don't do it. Yeah, it's just the debit card. But even with, you know, us not signing up with your personal, that card number, you know, it should have pulled something up, you know, because then we'll just do a search for that. But, yeah, I put the first six is 423903. Last four is 0834. And nothing is pulling up. Like, no account is pulling up.
The last four is 0534.
Okay, let's see. 0534. Yeah, so the first six, 423903. Last four is 0534.
Yes.
Yeah. Nothing pulled up. So, I mean, I do advise with us not locating any account, one, to reach back out to your bank. And make sure that the merchant number is correct, but it makes sure, that's the only advice, is make sure that merchant number is correct because we're not pulling up any account
for
us to be charging.
What is Growing Music?
But see, I'm a third-party call center. We have like over 400 different companies. And what we do is like the merchant name can appear different, but once we get access to like say the zip code and first and last name matched, or you know, we pulled up an account, then we can see why the customer is charged, and then we'll be able to assist, you know, and explain whatever like product it is. But
yeah,
with me not having no account, I know the merchant name doesn't ring, but you know, it appears differently than what the actual items are. So I do advise you reach back out to your bank or try to get in contact. Just seeing, make sure the merchant number is, you know, is correct. But that's the only advice, because I'm not pulling up anything.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Have a good evening.
You as well. Thanks for calling customer support. Happy holidays.